Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Part of that process about talking about this football game that's going on tomorrow is the quarterback position. We all know Ben Roethlisberger won't play. But after that, we were wondering what is going to happen with the quarterback position. Mason Rudolph sort of kind of told us yesterday.
I mean, last year we carried three, so I don't know. I can't answer that. I can say we're obviously all going to play minus Ben, and that's going to be a fun night in Charlotte, in my hometown. I'm looking forward to that.
Huh, a little more.
I mean, Josh is going to start. So that's they told us that this morning on the short week, so we got to find that out quick. And then I think I'll play the rest of the first half. Well, we'll split up the first half probably, you know, as evenly as we can. And then Doc, as we call his nickname, he'll play the second half. So, yeah.
All right, something's at play here. Either the public thinks that Mason Rudolph has distanced himself, and he really hasn't, and the backup quarterback spot is still totally up in the air between he and Josh Dobbs, or the Steelers don't really value Mason Rudolph as much as the public does, or Mike Tomlin is just getting a guy reps and Mason Rudolph really is the backup quarterback and he just wants to put him out there for the sake of seeing a little more out of him, or I don't know what the hell is going on here.
Yeah.
Because I thought there was a value in Mason Rudolph as the backup quarterback both for this year and then moving forward as the next Steelers quarterback. So I don't get it, I guess.
I don't think it's a mirage what we've seen in the last two games, is it? I mean, in the preseason, he's got, and again, we say this all the time, you've got to couch everything about the preseason with this. You take it with a grain of salt because of the competition, but he's got a 106 quarterback rating in the preseason to this point, and Josh Dobbs is like a 55. Rudolph has looked like an NFL quarterback, and more importantly, a reasonable facsimile of Ben Roethlisberger, and Josh Dobbs has not. I don't know why you would take any chances on anybody, to be quite honest, tomorrow night in Charlotte, let alone the guy who is your backup quarterback. And the difference between, okay, we got a chance to go out and win football games, and oh my God, we're in a bad place.
I get it whenever you're talking about the secondary. I get it whenever you're talking about receivers. I get it even when you're talking about the defensive linemen. There's only so many guys, and you got to play. Somebody's got to play. You hear this, they're like, why is this guy out there? Well, we got to put a team out there. But with quarterbacks, you got four of them. One guy isn't definitely going to play.
Right.
You know, so you got three of them. One guy also shouldn't play. It's real simple. You play one guy a half and another guy a half. If that's what you got to do, that's the way to play it. So for me, look, Mason Rudolph is not as important as Ben Roethlisberger, but Mason Rudolph has a level of importance to this football team, at least through the fans' eyes or at least through my eyes, and I'll go real hard take on you right now. There's no way in the damn world that he should be off the sideline and in the football game tomorrow, because I think that he carries with him the talent level with which to be a very high-quality backup and then, moving forward, a starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers when Ben Roethlisberger is done. To risk him in a preseason game when he should have already solidified himself as the number two guy on this football team is absolutely stupid.
I just don't know why we have to see any more of Rudolph this preseason. I don't understand.
Show me Dobbs and showcase him. The Carolina Panthers, if you remember last year, were the team that talked about wanting Josh Dobbs and wanting to trade for him. Let him showcase himself for the 30-some-odd other teams that are out there, or the 15 that need a quarterback or whatever it would be, that would need a better backup quarterback. I think you're doing a disservice to Josh Dobbs by not playing him a lot tomorrow.
And more importantly, you're doing a disservice to this year's team because, yes, as we established, Ben Roethlisberger's the guy. That's not going to change. But if you're one play away from either Mason Rudolph or Josh Dobbs becoming your quarterback, I'd much prefer Mason Rudolph, and if Mason Rudolph gets dinged up tomorrow night, then that becomes less likely. I just don't see a reason to chance it, Jim.
Well, the only thing is that you look up the history of the Steelers-Carolina Panthers preseason rivalry, and you see who the record-setting quarterbacks are. We're all number two quarterbacks for the Steelers. Landry Jones, Bruce Gradkowski, Charlie Batch. They were the number two quarterbacks, and they played pretty much the whole game. You know, maybe things are a little bit – and I don't necessarily disagree with you guys, by the way. And who's to say that Josh Dobbs won't play the first half and then Duck Dynasty finishes up? I agree with showcasing Dobbs. But, Colin, your point is also pretty good that why do you want to put him out there? You know, if the Colts are interested, that's the obvious team. You know, maybe some other teams are interested. You want to put him at risk? It's like Hodges should probably play the whole game if you don't want anybody to get hurt.
I would play some Dobbs. I would play Dobbs a half or the better part of a half.
Dobbs a half, Hodges the rest of it. And that's that.
But Mason Rudolph would not play at all. And when I say at all, I mean at all. I don't need a cameo. I don't need him to go out there and play one series. He's not going to be playing with people around him that he would be playing with if he's inserted into a football game this year. He's just not going to be. If he's put into a football game this year, he's going to be playing with the ones.
I just don't see how you allow anyone of any significant importance to this year's hopes go out on the field tomorrow night, and Mason Rudolph, by virtue of being the backup quarterback to an aging quarterback, is of utmost importance.
He may not have to play a game. He may not have to play two games. He may not have to play five games. He might have to play a series when Ben Roethlisberger's helmet breaks, or when Ben Roethlisberger needs a new strap on his shoulder pads, or when he needs an X-ray.
If they can find one.
Right. We never know. So it's silly. Well, good morning. We start with a negative. Coach T.
It's not like we hadn't been talking about it as well. All the roads lead to this moment. All the things that we did throughout the offseason, dating back to phase one and things of that nature, has built up to this, and we've talked openly about it along the way.
Okay. When he says build up to this moment, he means the season. And when the season's about to hit, I am sky high, and I mean sky high on this Steelers team. Offense and defense, special teams kind of in the middle. But there's one thing that I keep circling. I mean, one thing I keep coming back to positionally that there is a worry about, and that's tight end. It really is. Vance McDonald, by virtue of the way the Steelers play here, he doesn't play a glorified tackle, but he doesn't also play a receiver. He's a true tight end. They still employ kind of a true – the truest tight end that you can in this kind of day and age,
sure.
Right? So he kind of does a little bit of both. You do get dinged around in the Steelers offense. He's not going to put his hand in the dirt every single down and play like a tackle, or he's not going to stand up and pass block. He is going to get down the field some, but he does take bumps and bruises. The likelihood that he's going to make it through 16 games and not have to miss a series, not have to miss a game, not have to miss a little bit of time, I don't see that as happening. I think that he'll probably be banged up at some point. Behind him is trouble. You have Xavier Grimble, who I rate Xavier Grimble as a better football player than a lot of people do, but I can understand a lot of people's concerns. I don't think he's ready for prime time in order, and I don't know if he'll ever be, to be a starting tight end in the NFL. Behind him, then you have Zach Gentry, who's too slight to block anybody.
He's more of your modern-day NFL wide-receiving tight end.
Correct. After that, you've got Kevin Rader.
Right.
After that, are you going to keep the kid from Scotland? I mean, I know.
Oh, is he Australian or Christian Scotland Williamson?
Whatever.
The rugby guy.
Yes. Yeah. Wherever he's from.
Well, no, but I think
this is a concern for me.
Yeah, well, the crux of the matter is you feel really good. And we're pretty much in alignment on feeling really good about this Steelers offense and the team as a whole going into this year. Much better than we did a few months ago and certainly at the end of last year. But that's the one thing that you look at and say, we're one snap away from being in a bad spot at this position. And yes, this team could simply go five wide every single down if they really wanted to, or four wide in a running back there. Not, I guess, have to worry about the tight end position, but you saw what Vance McDonald did last year. It was a breakout year for him. What was it, 50 catches he ended up having? And only four touchdowns. It feels like Vance McDonald could be a 65 catch, 6-7, maybe even 8 touchdown guy this year. If he's not there, if he's not able to play, it completely changes what you're doing underneath for your starting quarterback.
He's also a space clear for these, and especially now that we've seen the ability of James Washington to go ahead and take the lid off a little bit. I think that what Vance McDonald brings you is of ultra importance. that has to happen. He's a guy now that, if you remember at the beginning of last year, whenever the pass game was not fast to kind of get going, you had Vance McDonald, you had Juju Smith-Schuster, you had a lot of guys who were, you had James Washington, you had Switzer, who were just sort of learning their way mm-hmm. in the passing game. Now with a year underneath them and with somebody who understands this offense, right. he should, Vance McDonald, jump right in and be a veteran in this offense.
And so it's
so important for him to stay healthy and to be good. I think that what you have to do is if you go through this and you kind of like, Grimble, I don't know. You have to look at the waiver wire and you have to look at the cut list as soon as other camps start making cuts and try to find a veteran tight end to bring in.
I just wonder, is there anything out there that you're going to be more comfortable with? And I, to be totally honest, I'm not acquainted with the intimate details of all other 31 teams' depth charts right now. But are you totally comfortable? Are you going to be more comfortable with somebody else's released or waived or cut tight end than you are with the guys if you've had in camp? And either way, I don't think you can go into this year feeling totally comfortable about the situation you would face if Vance McDonald was out for a significant period of time.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.